I'm going to be reading 2 Corinthians 1 through 15 and 22. Since I was sure of this, I wanted to come to you first, so that you might have a double favor, wanted to wish you on my way to Macedonia and to come back to you from Macedonia and have you send me on to Judea. Was I facilitating when I wanted to do this? Do I make my plans according to ordinary human standards? Ready to say yes, yes, and no, no, at the same time. As surely as God is faithful, our word is to you has not been yes or no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, Silvanus and Timothy and I, was not yes and no, but in him it is always yes, for in him every one of God's promises is a yes. For this reason it is through him that we say the Amen to the glory of God. But it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us by putting his seal on us and giving us his Spirit in our hearts as it is a first installment.
Paul was writing to the church in Corinth. He was upset with them. Corinth was in a bad shape. They were suing each other. They were sinning like crazy. They were pronouncing a word that did not come from God. It was a mess as a church. And so Paul writes to them, and he says that I was not yes and no. As surely as God is faithful, for all the promises of God find their yes in God. There is an alarming trend in the church over the past generation or two. Really, it started in the late 70s and 80s, and it continues to this day. And all of the statistics point toward the trend. When it comes to the Christian religion, the fastest growing group, when asked to fill out a survey, are the nuns. Wait a minute. Oh, the nuns, not the N-U-N-S, but the N-O-N-E-S. That's the fastest growing group in Christianity. Those who check the box, religious preference, none. And this is not a new phenomenon. As we read here, there was big trouble in the first century church. The miracle is that the church ever got out of the first century and continued to grow. If it hadn't been a work of God, I'm not sure it would have. Backbiting, jealousy, not taking care of the poor, doctrinal battles, on and on and on. The church in Corinth was a mess. But Paul's answer to that was this: claim the yes of God. The first yes of God was creation, was it not? Why is there something and not nothing? You know, all of the scientists now, they point to that one moment when everything began, even time. Get your mind around that. And all of existence, every particle of matter that exists today, existed in one point, and it exploded. And 15 billion years later, it is still exploding. And I ask a rather naive question: what was before that? If they say if it all began in the Big Bang, what was before it? Well, God was. Instead of using science as an argument against the existence of God, which some do, it seems to me to be the ultimate argument for the existence of God. What caused the Big Bang? So God's first yes, as James Weldon Johnson, that wonderful preacher of another era, said, and God stepped out on space and he hurled a world. The second great yes that God pronounced was the building of community. Long before there was organized religion. And sometimes I believe, as you might, that organized religion is a non sequitur. That it's almost impossible to have organized religion. And sometimes we organize it so much that it really ceases being religion. Remember that word, being tied to God. But before any organized religion, there was community. God placed the yes of building community. Our ancient, most ancient ancestors started to gather together in groups. Why are we not solitary critters? You don't find a community of polar bears. They live their total lives mostly in solitary until it's time to mate and make more polar bears, and then they live their solitary lives again. It seems to me that the gift of community was God's first yes to this wonderful creature that God had formed that we named Homo sapien. We need the affirmation of community, you and I. We are not solitary critters. And the more we remain in solitary, the less healthy, the less happy, the less composed, and the less sane we become. So that was a yes that God pronounced on God's creation, that we be in community. And then God placed the yes of yearning for God within our hearts. The yearning for a relationship with our Creator. When in the mists of time do you suppose that first occurred? There are religious writings on the caves in France back tens of thousands of years when we first yearned for a relationship with the Creator. God placed that yes within our hearts. From the earliest humans, we have evidence of a desire to be in relationship with creation and Creator. God's yes. And then, in God's infinite wisdom, God loved us so much that God's Son was sent to walk among us, to teach us, to love us, to teach us to love others, to walk among us, to teach us the yes of God's love. We call that incarnation, God in. What's heartbreaking is that over the centuries, so much of what should have been the yes of God's love in Christ has become division within even the church. We do not claim to have a monopoly on the truth in Disciples Congregation. We claim to be looking for the truth, and we want to share the truth we find in others. Are there truths in our Buddhist and Hindu and Muslim and Jewish and Baha'i? Give me someone I'm leaving out here. The Sikhs, the Taoists, the Taoists. Are there truths in those sisters and brothers that we can learn from them and we can teach and share with them our truth? I really hope so. If we in Christian Church Disciples do not believe that we have the corner on the truth, maybe, just maybe, it is up to us to take that into the larger world. Pardon me, we don't believe we have a monopoly on the truth. Would you share your truth with us and we might do the same, and perhaps we can come to some understandings that will benefit both of us? I'm not asking you to convert and you're not asking me to convert, but we both have an understanding of the yes of God. That would be a good thing to do. So God's loved us so much that God's Son was sent to teach us. And here is the punchline of this, I'm thinking, relatively short sermon here. We were called to take that yes into the world. Do you remember that passage from 2 Corinthians? All yeses find their source in God. I think we've been appointed to do that. That is a high calling. We are to be the ambassadors of God's yes. We have so much to do. And as the rabbit said, so little time. What are we going to do next? What's next? I don't know. But with God's help, we'll figure it out. And the answer will be yes. And it'll be so much fun. Amen.